On this episode of the Breeze podcast.
Three. Bro, I met someone.
Yo, it's been a week, fam. Like, I spoke to you last week. Yo. I spoke to you last week.
Two.
Done school, like, I'm blessed by, you know? So, like, talk to me.
Yo, are you done with school now? 100%.
I'm done, fam. I'm done. Like, I'm actually done.
One.
Bro, I'm gonna be back here, fam.
Okay, sorry. Peacock. Yo. No, just streaming.
Bro, I just give you okay. A long analysis.
Zero.
Let's get into the episode.
I'm feeling energy. I'm like the energy man, B. Call me Kurt Brown, fam.
What's up? This is 3-8 Victor White, and I'm here with the energy man.
Yo. Pause. Yo, what's going on, fam? It's your boy, John McCullen. Welcome to episode 82 of the Breeze Podcast. I'm here. I'm one of your co-hosts, John McCullen. Here are my boy,
3-8 Victor White.
What is going on, fam? Talk to me. I want to know. Like, tell me what's happening. I'm out the business by. I'm in my Toronto, like, done school, like, I'm blessed by, you know? So, like, talk to me.
You done with school now? 100%.
I'm done, fam. I'm done. Like, I'm actually done. Like, I'm an alumni, you know? Like, if you go on the page, if you go on the Ivy Business School page, you see me. I'm there. And you're like, yo, welcome.
Wow.
Welcome to the alumni network.
Really,
but, like, off of me.
We're
talking about you.
John, we really need to get into this episode now. So
talk to me, bro. No. Roll the intro.
Yes.
What is good? What is good?
I sent you a voice file.
We'll talk about the voice file after you tell me about your week.
But it's part of your week. It's part of it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, let's hear the voice file. All right, I'm pulling out the voice file now, people. Let's see what's going on. Victor White, no subject. Don't play this until I say so.
Cool. Listen to the full thing.
Speed. Yo. So I heard the song.
Yo.
I heard the song, fam.
No. You need to listen to the full thing. The listener's gonna hear the full thing too.
You want me to react while I'm like... I heard your verse.
Okay, play it on the computer. Turn it up.
Yo, Victor is out here. He's out here with the bars.
I just really want to show people that it's not always A to B. It's not always A to Z. You may need to go through the alphabet twice before you can reach your goal.
Swipe right on Tinder. Yeah. UK painting straight from England. Bachelor's degree, still pursuing for more. Passion to the bone with an intellect, of course. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Feeling things that I've never felt. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I want to take it slow, but it's so hard. The energy is different. I say painting princess, her booty looks delicious. We met soon after out walking with the dog. I like the way she smiles, I love the way she talks.
That's probably the best song you've sent me. That's probably like the best one you've sent. Like all that you've like hopped on and like tried to rap on and sing on, like that's definitely the best one. That's definitely
John, don't you have questions?
Who you singing about?
John, honestly, bro, do you remember when we said I'll get a girlfriend this year?
Yes.
Bro, I met someone.
Yo, it's been a week, fam. Like, I spoke to you last week. Yo. I spoke to you last week, bro. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's actually wild.
I made her this song. I wrote her this song. Bro,
that is crazy, fam. That is crazy. Yo, you're actually in your, like, your light skin bike. Your elbow deep. You're, like, writing songs. You're, like... That is crazy.
John, talk to me. Do you want to hear the story or not?
I want to hear the story. You're the one laughing, bro. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I mean, you heard the story in the song. I swiped right on Tinder. Persian painting straight from England. All right? No, but honestly, I've never, ever come across a woman where we've just vibed. Like, insane, bro. Like, we just hit it off, like, straight away, bro.
Okay, so that goes to that was one of my questions. Like, you linked up. Like, you're out here linking up in these times. That's what
yeah,
I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah. But I told her I'm corona-free, she's corona-free, so, you know.
Yo. This time we kept... That's not like an STD, bro. Like, yo, I'm corona-free over here.
So, we link up Saturday evening on Tinder, bro. Start messaging like crazy because we just hit it off, right? We're literally the same person, more or less. Bro, she's gluten-free. I was gluten-free for 7 years, you know, all that. Nice. Like, just like intellectually, it's just a real... Okay, Sunday, we link up, right? I have the dog. I'm with Speed, right? I'm like, this is perfect.
Shout out to Speed.
He's here with me now. He's just listening and breathing on the podcast. Anyhow, bro, we link up, all right? So we go, we just, you know, walk around the park in Stockholm in this fancy area for 3.5 hours. And we're talking about everything. Amazing. So we're talking about everything, right? Do you want to know what happens?
Yo, tell me, fam. Like, I'm here. Like,
I'm walking with Speed. She's next to me. You know, our first date. This other blonde bimbo comes. She's out running. She looks at me. She smiles cheeky, and she's like, "Nice dreads," trying to you know, flirt with me in front of this of my Persian painting. Princess. So we've been having a laugh about that ever since. After the date, you know where she messages me?
What?
She's like, "I was thinking about our date, but I took the wrong train home." you don't even understand, bro, how amazing she is.
I understand through your emotions right now. Like, you wrote a song, you know? Like, I've been there. Like, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying, bro. You're out here, you're writing bars. Like, you took the time. You sat down in front of your computer and you recorded yourself.
John, it's not only like, that's that. Time. John, I messaged the person with her name on Instagram. It's an inactive account trying to buy it to gift to her, you know?
Holy you're deep, your elbow deep, fam. You're in that bike still.
But honestly though, the reason why I'm really interested in this woman is because there's just so many levels to her that like she's just ticking boxes after boxes after boxes. It's
I feel
it's insane.
This guy has a call coming through. This guy is so busy, man. Like, sorry. He's on the podcast and people are calling him. Like, he's
I know. It's my business partner. We just hooked a huge new client.
Yo, and he had fair. Nice.
The closing meeting just now. So, but he has to wait. No, honestly, John, because it's like, so with me and with like women, it's and I mean like our podcast listeners know I've been
they know your shot record. They
know some of it. So
they know.
Anyhow, so it's like if I like someone seriously, you know, that person has to be really freaking top notch, top shelf, you know, material. Like it can't, it's just like looks isn't enough. Just like intellect isn't enough. You gotta have a spectrum of things, right? And with this person that I've now linked up with, or I don't know, this is the fifth day we're talking and I'm already writing songs.
Talking up. Yo, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Like take it easy. You know what I mean? Like, you're blessed. You're actually blessed. Like, you found the painting. You know what I mean? Like, you're out here writing songs, you know? But don't be too much. You know what I mean? Like, don't be all up.
That's the thing that scares me, because, like, this far, at least, everything I've, like, given, I've received, you know? So it feels like a mutual relationship and the feelings and all that this far. And it's like, what, I forgot what, I'm in the clouds, bro. Like,
I see that, bro. It's just, like, I'm seeing like some white stuff like floating around your head like right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm seeing all that.
Bro, you know, before we got on this call, I was rendering something. I did the whole...
What were you rendering?
I did this whole like After Effects animation to the first 50 seconds of the song. So that's the
first... Did you make a lyric video?
That's the first thing she got this morning. And I wrote some cute things in there, like our first Tinder messages to... Like, it's just cute. And then I was like, the podcast is live. Go listen to it if you want to hear the rest of the song.
Holy... True. That's crazy. This guy's out here, fam. I see.
No, but what I wanted, to say, John, is like, I truly feel that she's so special, bro. And she's like me, bro. Like, when it comes with ambition, being driven, like, bro, she's the type of girl that you can, like, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. She'll just, you know, deal with the situation, even if it's like you're at the company event and she needs to shut up like a client or whatever. She'd be easy to do that. She's smart. Bro, she already has a bachelor's degree. Now she's studying another thing here in Stockholm. Bro, she learned Swedish like 2 years ago and now she's studying in Swedish.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And
that's crazy.
Don't even get me started on the looks, bro. But that's the thing too. Like the
I like that. That's the last thing you talked about. You know what I mean?
Like, I know, and that's so crazy because she is like, when like intellectually, that's what I've been looking for. Somebody to like, you know. I've even brought it up on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, yeah. Anyhow, I was also stomach sick, so I spent like Thursday, Friday, just throwing up, puking since 3 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Like food poisoning or something?
Food poisoning, yeah. So that was my week, essentially. Let's get on to your week.
Bro, you had a very eventful week. Like, I feel like...
Yo, bro.
Out of the 81 episodes that we've... 82 episodes that we've done, like... That's probably the week there that, like, you'll remember.
Bro, this... Yeah.
I'll definitely remember it. I'll remember it for you. I'll be like, yo, remember episode 82, fam? Like...
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Obviously, I don't know if I'm shooting myself in the foot talking about her right now, because she did listen to, I think, like, either one or two episodes of the podcast. And she enjoyed it. She thinks it's good and easy to listen to. So she's listening to this. So,
yo, shout out to Victor's thing.
Yeah. bro. And it's just it's just so many things. Like it, it's too many things, and I don't want to get too much into it.
Yo, because, say no more, bro. Like we've had this comment. Like we'll have it offline still. You know
yeah, what I mean? Yeah.
That's easy.
Okay, your week. Tell me.
Yo, my week's been pretty routine. You know, like I finally got into routine. So like, I haven't left the house. I've just been here, waking up, writing 3 songs a day. I write 3. Okay. Like I remember, like last year, I wrote a song a week. Now I'm writing 3 songs a day, 21 songs a week, which is nuts. I didn't know I'd get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm also writing for other people, doing vocal production for other people, getting a lot of traction. So like Tory Lanez, like his people hit me up and was like, "Yo, this stuff is sick." Like, you know what I mean? So you know Tory Lanez, right?
Yeah, the artist.
Yeah. So, I mean, like the campaign I'm currently doing is working. Is doing its job because people are hitting me up, sending me beats, sending me like productions, wanting me to write for them. So, to this point, like everything is going pretty blessed. I actually have no complaints. You know what I mean? Like, I'm spending some time with the boys. We're all going our separate ways pretty soon.
Oh, how are you feeling about that?
Yo, I mean, it's life, you know, but I also know it's not the last. Like, I'm gonna see them, like, they're gonna be my boys for life, you know. So,
yeah, that's true.
And we'll see, we'll keep in touch, we'll do our thing. But, like, I'm just trying to spend as much time with them as possible, you know, before we dip.
Yeah,
playing like 2K, playing like table tennis, eating dinner, like stuff like that. But,
yeah,
I've been chilling, I've been working, I've been
three songs all the a above. Day. That's hectic, though.
Bro, 3 songs a day is hectic if you think it's hectic. Like, I wake up, like, I write 2 songs. I write 1 song for myself, and then I write 2 songs for, like, the campaign. And it's easier writing for the campaign because it's, like, I'm writing for another artist, and I know, like, what that artist sounds like and what they'd like to hear. So there's, like, that's easy. Like, I actually have a series coming out pretty soon called The Process, which is, like, showing people how I create these songs. And you'll see, like, it's different because, like, I just come here in front of the mic. I'm like, all right, cool. Melody done. Lyrics. All right, cool. Like 20 minutes later, song's done. You feel me? Like I have like probably 10 songs that are done. That are just like in the box. Just we didn't have to mix them and stuff. But it's not as, it might be hard for a majority of people. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like for me, it's different.
Yeah. You know? But you also have a lot of experience too. Like,
it's I've been doing this, bro. Doing like,
for the first time.
10 plus years, you know? So,
yeah.
We're out here still. We're out here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, me.
That's sick, bro. So I just want to tell the listeners, well, obviously, I have my woman of the week, but for the podcast this week, we don't have an official woman classic of the week. So I think we shouldn't force it either. I think all the
if it comes it comes.
Yeah. And the women we've had are high caliber women. Like, they are epic women, you know.
It comes, bro.
You want to make sure it's like it's top notch.
I feel that. But like we basically had a woman of the week today. You know, so like that's easy. Like we had it in a different section, so
yeah,
I'm comfortable with like moving forward, you know. Yo, Randa,
I could spend the whole podcast talking about her, honestly, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably have like,
yo,
the day you're married. Yo, this guy, bro. Like,
do you know,
this guy is just out here with the call. Next time you gotta take. Yo, I'm gonna make him take this business call on the podcast next time. You know what I mean? I think it's good content.
My mom called me. I don't know. I'm going to put the sleep mode work if you're...
Yeah, I'll put do not disturb.
Do not disturb. I put it on.
Next time his business partner calls, like, he has to pick up on the podcast.
Yeah, but this was my mom. I thought the door was locked, but the door is open. So I don't understand
That's easy, bro.
Yeah, no, bro, do you know what I did? Like, bro, as an and honestly, I can't believe my own game right now. Like, I'm just hitting home runs after home runs with everything I'm typing to her. one of the things I did, I'm like, I'm not sure even why I'm telling this, but I'm
yo, chill. We talk about that after.
Okay, chopped up.
Yo,
chopped up.
Yo.
No. I'm telling you that I was telling her this. So, but let's talk.
No, I'm saying like we don't want to shoot yourself in your foot, you know. So like we'll keep it. We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Like yeah, I'm saving you.
That's true. I'm just saying. Welcome. If there was a Victor White playbook, that it'd be the best one in the world.
But there is no playbook. He's being genuine, you know. Like that's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm soup, and with this person too. Like I'm just myself. You know, like it's insane, John. Like we are
when we're Celine, run that.
Okay, what do you have for us for chopped up?
I'm so sorry. I had to cut you off, bro. I had to, like, for your own good, you know?
Everything from now on this podcast is just going to circle back to a certain person that's now.
Bro, I'm aware. Especially when it comes, like, right after, like, week in review, it'll be like, can you imagine this happening, bro? I'll be like, all right, cool. We can talk about it. We'll talk about it then. Like, as the time progresses, we can talk. We can introduce it more and more. You feel me? But, like, for right now, like, we can keep it moving. Chopped up. Celine, thanks. Okay. Yo, we have another streaming service, bro.
Peacock.
Yet another.
It's streaming free, right?
Service. It's free to Comcast users. Like, okay. Us, if you're in the States, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I thought we had a streaming service last week that dropped. Quibi. Now we're here again with Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the same thing stands, you know, but I think that Peacock has more of a chance just because, like, their shows are more legacy. Like, their mm-hmm. shows that people watch, like, they actually just watch them all the time. It's kind of like mm-hmm. Disney Plus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I don't know, man. Like, I knew it would come to this in terms of having all these, like, the segmentation of. Mm-hmm. Of streaming services, but like for the consumer, it's a pain in the ass, bro. Like, I don't want to sign up to all this shit, you know?
You know, it's kind of funny, John, because you know Game of Thrones,
bro. I've started watching it.
Okay, yeah, so Sansa.
I've never watched it, but I've started watching it.
Okay, so Sansa Stark, you know, Sophie yeah. Turner, she's together with one yeah. of the Jonas brothers, yeah?
Joe Jonas, yeah.
Yeah, so she's done. At the girl that I'm seeing's bathroom when she had the party.
That's crazy. Bro, I'm gonna be back here, fam.
Okay, sorry. Peacock. Yo. No, just streaming.
Bro, I just give you okay. a long analysis. Like, this guy comes back. He's like, yo.
So I think.
Bro, Sansa Stark, fam. But also, Sansa Stark is fine.
You think she's fine?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, true.
But shout out to Joe Jonas, though. You
know? Yeah. Anyhow, so... so, Peacock. Listen, it's Comcast, and they own CNBC, right? So, I've yeah. talked about this before, listeners. Like, one thing that I try to listen to, like, every day of the week is CNBC's Squawk Box, right? And it's... I'm not sure if they'll probably, have it on... Like, their podcast. I'm listening to the podcast. Mm. So on the podcast, it's really good because they comprise the best things from out the show that day. And I think like Peacock, I think it's going to be successful because of the free user approach compared to a lot of the other ones where it's subscription-based kind of thing. Now, I think when we say streaming service, I think it's just one spectrum today. What I think is going to happen is that it'll be divided more granular through time, right? So what will happen is it's kind of like smartphones. First you had the iPhone, mm-hmm. you know, with the touchscreen. But then you get Androids, you get different brands, you know, OnePlus, iPhone, all that stuff. So I think the same is going to happen with streaming services. And I think that's a good thing. And I think... No, but then again, like, I don't have the facts in front of me because I know, like, is it Disney, ESPN, and HBO Max have a bundle for a certain price, and then those types of things that they're playing against each other to bundle each other and stuff?
So, like, Peacock is free, but it's not entirely. So, it's free for, like, 7 more hours. You know what I mean? And you have to subscribe to then, like, get more hours to watch. You know what I mean? So, it is, like, a tiered, like, approach.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, I agree. Like, I feel like it'll come down to people, like, they know what they want to watch, and they'll subscribe to what they want to watch. And then, like, if you, like, let's say, if you have kids, and you don't really watch television, but, like, you have kids, okay, you'll have Disney Plus. So you, like, only have one. But I feel like, in terms of, like, the ease of access for consumer is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, I don't think you can compare it to iPhone and, like, the phone, like, industry, just because everyone, I mean, it's difficult, bro. Like, I like Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones isn't on Netflix. I like movies. Most of my movies I watch are on Netflix. I like, maybe like Law & Order. Like, a new episodes are coming on Law & Order on Peacock. So maybe I want, like, and because now things are moving away from that traditional television.
Yeah, into.
And, like, I don't want to, like, I'm not going to, like, I'm never going to buy, like, subscribe to, like, DirecTV or any I'm never gonna purchase any TV services. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, the traditional ones.
Imagine if you could just build your own stuff and just, like, put together all the shows from all the different platforms.
Yeah,
that'd be the best.
I feel like that's the best, but I feel like that's the best for us as consumers, but not the best
for them,
the business, you know. So
yeah, it's
true. it all comes the back down to that at the end of the day. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the conundrum that we're dealing with, but
also for ease of use, it'd be nice to just have one portal and just sign into one. Fox. That's why I think HBO Max is going to be lethal, because that's
HBO Max is on Crave, deal, no?
bro. Huh?
I know that HBO Max and Crave has a deal.
Yeah,
that's what I'm watching Game of Thrones on right now.
Nice.
Bro, yo, I didn't know Game of Thrones was this good, bro.
It's sick, huh?
It's actually crazy.
Yeah,
like, it's actually.
How,
like,
far have you come?
I'm season 8, episode 5. No, sorry.
Oh, nice.
season 6, episode 5. Like, nice. I have
actually, my girl, she really likes, she have, like, these thick Game of Thrones books, she told me. I just wanted to say it. We're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
so.
fair.
Yeah,
fair.
Okay, fair. Do I have anything else on Chopped Up?
Oh, talk to me about Sweden. I mean, actually, I know the answer. I was going to ask you about Sweden.
Yeah, it's the same.
Like, if anything's changed, like, it's the same. And
the thing that I do have to say, though, is that my mom told me that they did studies about how Sweden handled the Spanish sickness, and they're doing it exactly the same today as they did back then. And the outcome was really bad. And when they compare it to some states in the US who took a more aggressive approach to constraining everything, they had better results. So I just say, but it doesn't, like, Sweden is Sweden. Like, I don't expect anything else from this country. So,
nah, I feel you. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, Barbadians are like they're spazzing out now. Like, they're at home, like, they're losing their brains because they didn't expect it to get this bad, but.
Yeah.
No, we're here, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, it's true.
And the economic, like, we talked about this before, like, just, like, stress it again, like, the economic impact. Like, the IMF just, like, stated, like, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me get the quote right, because I don't want to misquote the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
The IMF said, here we go.
They said,
for the first time since the Great Depression, both advanced economies and emerging economies and developing economies are in a recession. Except for one country.
North Korea?
This country's in the Caribbean.
Okay. Venezuela?
You know which country it is? Nah, it's Guyana.
Guyana? Why?
Yeah. And Guyana, like, their forecast is to grow 53%.
Crazy. But why
it's only because of an industry that you very much dislike. So, like, Guyana is very oil rich, and they just found, like, a bunch of, like, oil reserves. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking, like,
so it's short term then.
big oil reserves, but I don't know, we'll see what happens, because Ghana has always had oil and gold, but like their leadership was always
oil is such a good market right now. Oil prices are so high. Yay, we found oil.
That's it. Where no one's buying.
Okay, John. Okay.
Yo, we're not circling back to that, bro. Chill.
Professional. I gotta be professional.
I can see on your face. You're like, yo. But okay. Do you have anything else to talk about? Chopped up?
Yeah, let's go for chopped up.
No, we're still doing chopped up, bro. Like, we're in chopped up right now.
Oh shit.
Yo. Yo, I can't handle. I can't do this guy, fam.
Sorry. Like, okay, Victor, come on. Okay. You're in the clouds right now, John. Bro.
Like, come down a bit.
Yeah, so I've been living in the cloud, and I've seen MKBHD did a review of the new OnePlus 8 flagship phone. It's apparently insane. I haven't seen the review, and I know nothing about the phone. I just brought it up to show that we are relevant.
That's his daily driver, no?
Like, yeah, OnePlus, it used to be. Yeah, he really likes it.
Fair. Like, would you ever make that shift over to Android?
Honestly, the biggest reason why I'm a iPhone user is because of AirDrop. With
bro, the biggest
all the photos now.
Honestly, Bob.
Seriously, like, I'd get around, because I use the G Suite, Gmail, Gcal, all that stuff. Yeah, I'd be sad to miss out on iMessage, but that's not the whole world. But it'll be more likely for me to carry two phones rather than just picking one side, you know?
Like, I honestly love Google software, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's really good.
Like you said, the G Suite, I love, like, I wish it could be integrated better. If it was integrated better into iPhone, then I'd be like, I'm out of the thing, you know what I mean? But obviously, that's the reason why it's not. But that being said, like, the ecosystem, man, like you said, like, I'm able to, like, just send stuff from my phone, copy and paste from my phone to my laptop.
I know.
And, like,
I know. It's fantastic. Well, like, it's fantastic.
But that's crazy.
Okay, let's not fanboy Apple, and let's move on to pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Puffy, run it.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah, walked into the party, and I spotted shawty. She holding a beer, and she turned and smiling. Yeah, I know she...
So that was someone that you found yesterday.
Yo, I found this chick. Her name is Chica. Chica. Like, I don't know how to pronounce it. That was Can't Explain It, featuring the Dawn, the real Dawn, Charlie Wilson. Like, he's actually the OG. You know,
nice.
But, I found her. She's a rapper. She's, like, she's just sick. I think you should go check her out. We'll tag her.
Yeah, I really liked her tunes.
Bro, like, she also samples Can't Get Enough of You. It's an old song. Like, it's basically, like, her interpretation of that song, which is wild.
That's so
like,
it
is crazy. And Charlie Wilson is, like, he's an OG R&B singer. Like, when you're talking R&B singers, Charlie Wilson is there. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
is Chica Bajan?
She's not Bajan. Nah, she's not Bajan. I think she's from, like, New Jersey or something. You know what I mean? But
okay, so she's from the U.S.
She's wild. She's from the U.S., yeah.
Okay.
She's from the U.S.
Okay, yeah, that's sick. Like, yeah. Like, John.
But also, wait. I want to run back another pick of the week. I want to do, this is Victor White. Featuring John McCollin, Broke Up, Puffy, run it.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all.
The energy is different. I say ping ting princess, her booty looks delicious. We met soon after out walking with the dog. I like the way she smiles, I love the way she talks.
Broke up your wish, broke up.
We have to do it.
The question is, should, yeah, yeah. They'll get to hear the whole song in the beginning and just a snippet now.
Yeah, bro. We had to run it back for the people.
Okay, bro. Now interview me about the process. Come on.
Yo, tell me how the process was, bro. Like, how did you get... I mean, I know where the inspiration came from, But, like, talk to me about...
Okay, so...
Like,
so,
how you did it.
So, the first thing I realized is that I know when I sing a certain type of song, I myself think it sounds good. But then when I was first getting on this and tried to rap and all that stuff, I just felt that it just sounded like shit. And then, so then I just look how to get Drake vocals in Logic. So
Fair.
I get that sorted and I'm like, okay, well, this actually sounds okay now. or a little bit better. Now, the thing that I would say, I'd prefer to stand up. I was sitting down, you know, just to make sure. And also, I feel like when you get your voice hot, it's kind of like when I do the speaking. In the beginning, you have some tension here. Day two, it's like you get into it super fast. You could just go, you know, and you get into a certain part of your register, you know. And that's what I like of my personal sound. And then, I mean, you know, we got John McCollin on the hook. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's really good. I didn't have the original voice file for him, so I just sampled it out of the original type song campaign that he's doing, just because I wanted some flavor in there, you know? So, and then I just...
Yo, you did a great job, bro. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finish. You learned what? What'd you learn?
Yeah, and then I learned to... I got into some mastering type stuff, which was also a bit interesting.
Did you mix it first?
So I mixed it first, and then I mastered.
Sweet.
So, I mean, yeah. And also, this... I don't know what it is, but my microphone is always peaking. So it doesn't matter how low I have the gain or whatever. So I haven't found the solution to that yet. It's because I think they're so sensitive.
Here's a solution. The solution is to gain stage it in, like, after you record it. So, like, once it's not, like, okay, when you record it, make sure it's not, like, peaking. Distorted.
Yeah, exactly.
So if it can peak, because, like, just make sure it's not distorted. Make sure you can distorted. See the entire wave.
Yeah.
Make sure you can see the entire wave. And then what you do, like, you go into on that audio file and you turn it down. So you just, like, it's almost like you're doing it after the fact, but it works the same way.
You know what I mean? You press A and then you... Is that what you mean?
Not A. Nah.
You mean...
So, like, I'll tell you. Like, okay, if you have Logic open right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gain. I'll show you after. But, like, if you do the A, like, that's automation. And that's, like, you're bringing the volume down, but you want to bring the actual gain down. You
know the actual gain down. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I'll show you about that after still.
But I feel like I could produce something that's way better if I had... Like, you know, some backup, you know, better, like a studio booth and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yo, same. Like, my studio is coming soon, bro. Like, it's we're out here, like, no budgets, like, making records, you know, like, no, like, when we have, like, sick. Studios, bro, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. Yeah. But talk to me. Yeah. All right. We're moving. We're keeping moving. Celine, run that.
Do I tell the fucking truth? Even when it's painful, even when it's not sweet?
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth. You've just fucking begun and you're not gonna fuck it up. You're gonna take the time to fully develop and you're gonna find a way to enjoy a little bit along the way.
We're at my favorite segment of the podcast.
Okay.
Growth with Breeze.
Yeah, we've gotten some fantastic feedback about it as well. So thank you, listeners.
Yo, Fox, shout out to you guys. I wanna know, so we know you we're a professional skier.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you're stepping into another realm. You know what I mean? Like, you're about to step into this other realm of, like, you're making a pivot. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to know, like, what was the reason behind making the pivot? You can explain what that pivot is. I'm not going to try to explain your story.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that pivot and then also explain what you expect to gain. You know what I mean? Like, out of this.
So could you specify, explain the pivot, why I retired from skiing?
Like, not why you retired, but not only retired, but because you could have retired and like continued to be an announcer or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, but why I chose to pivot to business.
Realm? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's pure and simple, a private jet. So what happened was, I've talked about this on the podcast when I burnt myself out, you know, all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. I was thinking, okay, Victor, because Ray Dalio, he says this, and I've talked about him before. I say it every time, investment guru, Steve Jobs of investment, hedge fund, $160 billion, the largest one in the world. He says history repeats itself over and over again, over a period of time. And it might not have happened in our lifetime, but it had happened before. And the same goes for people, more or less, right? So when I look at my past, I realize that I'm able to pursue and make my dreams a reality. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the next step is, okay, if you have and know this, you got to be really careful. Now, the way I see it now, it's like it's my duty to do this, right? So that's the way I see it. But then I thought to myself, okay, so you got to have something that's worth fighting for, right? And the private jet is just, it's a materialistic thing. So I realized pretty fast my dream to become a pro skier, that's a career. That's something achievable. And that's something right. You can actively take steps toward. I can't do that with a private jet. So I started thinking, how do I maximize my odds of getting a private jet? So, and that's when I came into, okay, Stockholm School of Business is my best opportunity to get as good as a start as possible into the corporate world. Okay, where are most billionaires done in the world? Okay, in the finance sector. There must be a reason for that. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so it's obviously very important to get a solid financial higher education. Okay, I got that settled, right? So, and I mean, there's a lot of questions that I can't really answer, but what I am taking with me from my skiing path and career is having methods and implementing a structure, you know, like your approach is structural. So as an example, one thing that I learned from my skiing career when I started training with the best coach in the world, and Nick Gepper, who has an Olympic bronze and silver medal in Sochi and Korea. I was training with the best in the world. There are no better than this coach and Nick Gepper as a skier, like top of the top. He said, you train like you want to compete. So that's what I'm doing. I'm slowly moving. First of all, I'm navigating and I'm mapping the business world and things like that. And then I'm going to start train like I want to compete. And what that means is with everything I do, if it's the podcast, if it's the vlog, if it's a business venture, I'm doing it like it's a real big, huge thing.
I like that. I feel that. So like what, so you said in terms of like your strategy going into it. So like B, I have no doubt that you're going to get into like the path you're going on, like it's gonna be an amazing path, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like I just wanna know what you expect to gain. Like first thought, like right away, what do you expect to gain from getting into business school?
Well, first of all, what I expect to gain from business school is a really valuable network. Is that an intangible? The network?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So that's what I tend to gain. I tend to gain like an understanding of financial markets and I mean so there's a reason why people from this specific school are in all top positions like around the world, but also like in Sweden in the corporate environment and in government and things. There's a reason for that. So clearly I have to go to that
place. You're doing something right.
Exactly. I don't know that much, honestly. Like, you know, I just want to know and have the things, the tools that the people that go to that schools get, that school get, you know? That's
like, what I think I want. It'll be a good journey, like, especially on the podcast, because, like, we've traversed, like, a bunch of different things, and we have done it, like, well on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I feel like answering you this, like, probably in a year or a year and a half, like, you'll have a different answer. We look back and see, all right, yo, like, you'll see the growth. Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about this segment, really. Like, that's why
But I also want to point out a big thing is that when I get into school, I am going to want to take these complex ideas or situations or things that are on the agenda of what I'm studying and doing and putting them into layman's terms. Because that's a strength that I have, taking something that might be difficult and explaining it in an easy way. Or however, whatever, you know? Because I feel like people need to be more financially literate. That's one thing. And, I feel that. You know, because you don't know. You know less than you know, you know?
Yeah, I feel like you meet my friend VJ. Like, he's actually like a financial genius. Like, when it comes to finance, he's genius. Like, he's working at like a VC firm right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually like a G. So, like, next time you come through, like, you have to meet him for sure.
Yeah.
But 100%. I'm definitely looking forward to this conversation again.
You also have to meet someone, John, next time I come through.
Yo, that's a wrap. Yo, you have anything, any last words? Not including a special lady.
So my special words would be, when you're looking for a significant other, like, don't lower your standards. And if you find the right one, you'll know. Like, you will, I believe you'll know. Like, it's Victor just, knows. I mean, and it depends, it depends on the level of your, like, you know, what you want out of the person, et cetera. For me, it's probably like, maybe 3 in 7 billion that can, you know, match what I want. And I managed to find one now, so, yeah.
Look at him. He's out here, bro. Like, he's actually, I'm proud of this guy. He's out here, man. He's actually here, fam. Like, yo.
Let's wrap this up.
It's been a pleasure, fam.
Like, thanks for listening.
You're smiling. I love to see the man smile, like, he's out here happy, like, he's out here, heads in the clouds, you know?
Yeah.
We're out. I appreciate you guys listening. We actually appreciate you guys listening. I'll tune in again next week for episode 83 of the podcast.
Guess what song is playing in the background?
I already know what song is playing in the background.
I like the way she smiles, I love the way she talks. I just really want to show people that it's not always A to B. It's not always A to Z. You may need to go through the alphabet twice before you can reach a goal.
Swipe right on Tinder. UK painting straight from England. Bachelor's degree, still pursuing for more. Passion to the bone with an intellect, of course. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Feeling things that I've never felt. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I want to take it slow, but it's so hard. The energy is different. I say painting princess, her booty looks delicious. We met soon after out walking with the dog. I like the way she smiles, I love the way she talks.
Broke up your wish, broke up.
Sit down in the next 5 minutes. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Woohoo!